Sorry to interrupt. Jasher was just lifting his glass to his lips when he turned his head to see who had tapped him on the shoulder.
Hello, Jasher,
I said.
Nice of you to meet me at the station,
I mentally added. This was the burden of most Canadians, a detrimental level of politeness. The myriad of expressions which played out on his features as recognition sank in was fascinating. His eyes widened, his lips parted, and his brows hiked up to his hairline. The expression of shock that stole over his face was so genuine that further words were startled right out of my throat. Jasher's friend stared back and forth between us, his drink forgotten in his hand.
Georgina!
Jasher yelled it like a victory cry and startled both myself and his drinking buddy. Setting down his drink with a clack, he yanked me into a sweaty, almost violent hug. He smelled of beer and soap and wood. His body felt as lean and corded with muscle as I remembered. He pulled back to look at me, his face bright with excitement.
What are you doing here?
Speechlessness afflicted me for the second time in fewer minutes. My mouth opened and closed as his question sank in. The sound of a Highland jig struck up behind me, and it was a surreal addition to Jasher's bizarre reaction. How much have you had to drink, Jash? I finally asked. I looked at his friend to see if there was some agreed-upon ruse between them, but his companion only blinked at me with shallow, bovine interest. My gaze swung back to Jasher.
I told you I'd be arriving today. I thought you were going to meet me at the station. Your friend dropped me off here. My bag is over there, by the door.
I thumbed over my shoulder, feeling strained from having to shout over the music. This was a not-so-subtle hint. He'd had his fun. It was late. I was travel-weary and needed a shower and a bed. Jasher's smile faltered, and his eyes widened again. Surprise was quickly becoming the expression of the evening.
You did?
He spoke with genuine shock, and I found myself scrambling to recall the contents of the letters we'd exchanged. Yes, I was in the right country and the right time, and he'd been here the whole time. This had been his idea. I decided it had to be a joke. I rolled my eyes and laughed, directing another look at his friend, looking for a sign. He wore a green t-shirt that said, "Do good, die better." I noted that he was blonde, mid-20s, and layered with as much muscle as Jasher. I wondered if he was a carpenter, too.
He's such a joker, I told his friend.
Aye,
green t-shirt agreed, a twinkle flashing in his eye.
That's the first thing I realized when we started working together.
He lifted his tumbler of ice cubes and the russet liquid sloshed.
That Jasher, he's something of a balloon.
Why did I get the feeling Green T-shirt was being sarcastic?
Georgie.
Jasher put a hand on my shoulder.
I don't know what you're on about, but this is truly an awesome surprise. I'm so glad you've come. How did you even know where to find me?
Earnestness. Authentic confusion.
Jasher, your friend dropped me off here. The lady you sent to pick me up at Blackmouth's station.
I combed for her name in my memory, but was dismayed to find I couldn't recall it. Must be exhaustion. I normally had a pretty good memory for names. Jasher gaped, his fine, ruddy face a picture of bewilderment. I could practically see the gears turning. Frankly, it was getting old. Finally, Jasher addressed Green T-shirt.
Excuse me a minute, will you?
He blinked over at me and changed his mind.
No, actually, I think this'll have to be good night.
He swallowed the rest of his beer in four big gulps and pushed the empty glass to the back of the bar. Getting up, he gave Green T-shirt a parting nod.
See you in the morning. You're going to leave without introducing me to your pretty friend?
Green T-shirt asked, then stuck out his bottom lip. Jasher whacked his thigh, and a puff of sawdust clouded the air near his leg.